Halsey covers Kate Bush's Running Up That Hill. Jennifer Hudson achieves EGOT status with her Tony win, and Rod Stewart claps back at Elvis Costello. It's Monday, June 13th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Halsey covered one of today's hottest songs during their set at the Governor's Ball in New York City. The pop star put their spin on Running Up That Hill, A Deal With God, Kate Bush's 1985 single that was given new life thanks to its use in season 4 of the streaming series Stranger Things. The song also plays in the final moments of the second episode of the forthcoming streaming series The Lake. "Truly wish I wrote this song more than anything in the world," Halsey tweeted, along with a fan shot clip of her performance. "I'm so happy of having this resurgence. I knew immediately I wanted to do this." Acknowledging her song's whole new lease of life in a statement shared on her website, Bush wrote, "It's really exciting. Thanks so much to everyone who supported the song." The reclusive 63-year-old hasn't released a studio album since 2011. Bush wrote and produced Running Up That Hill, which features her ex Del Palmer on bass, her brother Patty Bush on balalaika, and the late Level 42 member Alan Murphy on guitar, and Stuart Elliott on drums. You can watch Halsey do Running Up That Hill, A Deal With God, in the link in the description for this episode. Jennifer Hudson on Sunday achieved EGOT status by winning the Tony Award for Best Musical as one of the producers of A Strange Loop. The 40-year-old singer is now one of only 17 people to have earned an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and a Tony in competitive categories. Hudson is the third youngest person to join the EGOT club behind singer John Legend and songwriter Robert Lopez. EGOT winners include Whoopi Goldberg, Andrew Lloyd Webber, Audrey Hepburn, and Mel Brooks. Four people have achieved EGOT wins in non-competitive categories: Barbara Streisand, Liza Minnelli, James Earl Jones, and Quincy Jones. Rod Stewart has clapped back at Elvis Costello's criticism of performance at a recent concert celebrating Queen Elizabeth II's Platinum Jubilee. During his concert last week in Glasgow, Costello called the Platinum Party at the Palace shite and singled out Stewart for his rendition of Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline. He reportedly said, "I know you all love him and he's one of yours and everything, but Rod, what the F? I must say, listen, we all have bad nights vocally, but for F's sake, Sweet F'n Caroline, are you F'n kidding me? How is it that nobody suggested Rod sing You Wear It Well?" Costello later clarified in a tweet that he was criticizing the wrong-headed idea of asking Sir Rod pass up You Wear It Well to lead a effing sing-along. Stewart's wife Penny Lancaster later said Stewart was asked by the BBC to perform Sweet Caroline because it's one of the Queen's favorite songs. On Sunday, Stewart, 77, responded to Costello in a tweet. "Yeah, my voice was rough because of COVID. I apologize. I thought it was better to make an appearance than let everybody down. So sorry. By the way, where's your hair gone, mate?" This prompted Costello to reply, "You know I love you. Think the Queen would have loved You Wear It Well, or even Hot Legs. As to gigs, I had a stinker the other night in Liverpool. They come and go, like hair, which I've kept sewn in my hat." Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.